With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. Art Canterbury climbs out of his truck on the eastern shore of Maryland. He is at the edge of Dragon Swamp, a vast, bone-colored expanse of marsh grasses, open water, and scraggly pine trees. These wetlands are part of the Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge. Canterbury is a manager with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, but he does something you would not expect from a protector of nature. He pulls out a red metal tube, and to it, he attaches a globe that looks like the top of a gumball machine. He starts walking down the road, firing ping pong balls into the marsh grasses. A few seconds after each ball lands, a curl of white smoke rises, and then flames erupt. The ping pong balls are full of a flammable chemical called potassium permanganate, Canterbury explains. The spots of flame grow until they merge into a wall of fire. The flame roars across the dry landscape, sending a plume of black smoke into the blue sky.
The conditions that we're having right now allow the actual fire to burn intense enough to actually remove the dead grasses and the dead fuels that are on the ground, so you can open it up for that good green flush of new growth in the springtime.
Every winter for decades, the federal government has been deliberately setting fires like this in marshes here and elsewhere across the country. Initially, the burnings here were meant to help local muskrat trappers and the fur trade. Trappers can find the trails of muskrats better if the grasses are cleared. The fact that the federal government has kept up the burning sounds questionable from an environmental perspective. But a recent study by a University of Maryland researcher reached a conclusion long suspected by wildlife managers, but that is counterintuitive. Burning the marsh is good not only for trappers, but also for the growth of grasses and for the health of the marsh itself. Faster growth of grasses feeds not only muskrats, whose populations are robust, but also migrating Canada geese, as well as other waterfowl that eat the grass. These were the conclusions of Brian Needleman, a soil scientist at the University of Maryland, and his colleagues. Needleman said the roots of a common species of sedge grow much faster after a burn.
Burning has a remarkable effect on root growth. We found that for this species in particular, root growth was 4 times greater when you remove the plant canopy in the spring than it was without removing that canopy. And that's really what burning does, is it clears off that old canopy.
Burning the dead grasses in the winter helps because in the spring, it allows sprouts to get more sunshine.
As soon as the plants start growing, they have light. They don't have to work hard to get up through the canopy. And so a plant is going to make a choice on what to devote its resources to. As a plant, do you grow up tall or do you grow roots? Well, if you can get light really easily, you're not going to worry about growing tall and you're going to grow roots.
Root growth is critically important, Needleman explained, because roots stabilize wetlands and build them up. Faster root growth helps the marsh grasses elevate themselves above the rising sea levels caused by climate change. Since the 1930s, the Blackwater Wildlife Refuge has lost more than 5,000 acres of wetlands to flooding caused by these rising sea levels. It sounds odd, but as it turns out, burning wetlands may be one way to help protect them. But fire is not a cure-all. In fact, burning less fossil fuel in our homes and industries would mean less of the greenhouse gas pollution that is causing the flooding of coastal marshes and waterfront areas like this around the world. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton, senior writer for the Chesapeake Bay Foundation.